The chair of the Conservation Congress is worried that a proposed new size limit on muskies will virtually eliminate the harvest of the big fish on 18 lakes in northern Wisconsin. Steve Astreicher says the new 50-inch minimum on lakes in Vilas and Oneida County is designed to create an incentive for trophy anglers. But he says it will mean less opportunities for children and families.
I can remember many times seeing a little 8 or 9 year old walking down the road trying to hold up a 36 or a 37 inch muskie, and it was just the thrill of that young person's life, and now we're gonna lose that potential as well on some of these waters.
Still, Astreicher says he supports a trophy fishery and wants the Department of Natural Resources to get assurances from tribal spearers that they will honor the new size limits. Getting those assurances will mean reopening negotiations with the tribes on spearing practices that are protected by treaties.
We need to sit down with those folks and come to some sort of agreement here that they just simply do not deliberately target these big fish in the springtime.
Natural Resources Board member Jim Tiefenthaler says if the tribes are unwilling to limit muskie spearing, one way to reach an agreement might be to trade cooperation on fishing harvests for concessions on casino rules. But this effort to mix fish and chips, as in poker chips, created controversy the last time it was tried. When tribal leaders renewed gaming compacts 5 years ago, they resisted Governor Tommy Thompson's proposals to include treaty fishing rights issues in the casino talks. DNR staff have agreed to take the initial steps necessary to reopen the negotiations on muskie spearing limits. Tribal leaders were not available for comment. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.